Perek Tes Vav, Se'if Yud Aleph. We're now discussing a topic which the Achronim, the Poskim, speak about. If a person writes on the side of a Sefer, he writes letters on the side from the Sefer. When one opens the Sefer, the letters separate. When one closes the Sefer, the letters get together and you're able to read them. The Poskim have are speaking about it. Are you allowed to open the Sefer or are you not allowed to open the Sefer? With opening the Sefer, you are kilu mechika. You are rubbing out the letters. When you put the Sefer together, when you close the Sefer, you are kilu kosev. You are writing. Are you allowed to do this or not? These halachas are very negeya to other cases. We'll speak about a puzzle, the same story. We'll speak about it as Hashem in the Hemshah. Let's see Sefer Yud Aleph. Sefer Shekesuvas by Oisius Al Chudei Adakim. A Sefer which you've got on the side of the paper, the side you've got Oisius, you've got letters. Sefer Shekesuvas by Oisius Al Chudei Adakim. Nechal Kuduzeila Aposkim, and Motel Apostle and Sege Beshavas. A Sefer which you've got on the side of the Sefer. If it is letters you've got on the side, or even if you've got pictures, we'll learn about it in a second, what sort of pictures. If you've got picture or letters on the side in the Sfarim, there's a machlokes aposkim, are you allowed to open the Sefer and close the Sefer, or you're not allowed to open and close the Sefer? Because we come aposkim, shaminik lakir bazeh, chenkoz ha-mishnu bura. The Mishnu bura and a lot of aposkim say, whatever happens, the minik is to go and do it on Shabbos. So what's the halacha l'maaseh, says the Mishnah Brura? The halacha l'maaseh, the minhag l'akel, you're allowed to do it. Oh, what is the reasoning? The reason is, according to the Mishnah Brura, according to the Bemes of Shuvah Torah, the reason is, the Achronim explain it, that to go and put letters together, which are already in the world, put a part of a letter which is already in the world, and you're just joining it, the joiners is not considered. You are writing. Writing is not made normally to be done with joining two things together. Writing is made when it's not in the world yet, and you go and write the letters to be in the world. But if the letters are already in the world, even if part of the letters are already in the world, but you're only putting them together and you're separating them, that is not considered part of a moichel. That is the reason to be mafirit. That's the reason the Mishnah Berurah says, "Haminigul ha'akel." Like to go and open the Sefer and to close the Sefer, even though there are on the side letters or pictures. Omnam kosav haMishnah Berurah dimiyesh leSefer acher roi leAchmir. If you've got an option to use a different Sefer, one should not go and open and or close this Sefer, because one should be choshes the shittas who want to come along and say that there is a problem to go and open and close the Sefer. But the Mishnah Berurah itself says that halacha is b'makom hatzoyach when one comes. And allowed to use this Sefer. But Chazanish Kotev Zoroi Lahachmi Benidin Zer. Chazanish says one should go and take on the stringent, and one should not use this Sefer. B'chol Adez Min Aroi Shlelichtim Klav Oisiyas Achud Adapim. Whatever happens, the person has to make sure he doesn't come into this problem. So he shouldn't write any letters or pictures on the side of his forum, because he'll have a problem later on Shabbos. Omnam im al tzidei adapim yeshnan tziyum chasir mashmoz im ve'efa. If there are stam colors on the side of the Sefer, you find that sometimes they put stam colors, not with understand, not that they come out a picture from these colors, then the halacha is it is not also on Shabbos. Because the issa is only if it's a tziyum, if it's a picture which shows something, the picture is not showing something. It's only colors. Colors is not considered a problem from pictures. To go and say it is also to go and rub it out on the Shabbos. So if your base, Kirov, Chalke, Daf, Zelazem, this wants to go and put next to each other two pieces of paper in order to be able to read them together. A piece of paper which has got it's torn in the middle of a letter. He wants to put the two parts of the papers together in order to be able to read it. It's famous to the case which we learned before. What was the case before we learned to go and write on the sides of the Sfarim and to go and use them on Shabbos? Some people want to say that the same as before we said that since he doesn't write it, what he do, he goes and puts something which is written together and puts something which is written separate. Therefore, it's not considered a case. It's the same thing here. The person wants to go and put together the letter in order to go and read it. Then, since the kituv is already there, since it is written already, it's only putting together, that is the reason to go and be matted. But we learned before that there is the Mishnah Berurah takes on Lachatchila to be machmeh, not to do it. Lachatchila, to go, if you've got different faith, and not to use it. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, is it going to be mutter or not? But some people want to say that here's a bit more difficult than before, because now you're making sure that the letters come together. That's what you want. That's your intention. That you should be able to go and read it. That's your intention, not to be able to read it. Therefore, you're interested, it should be put together. Masha'in came before, when a person's going and putting the sefer, they're closing the sefer. He doesn't close the sefer in order to go and have letters on the side. He closes the sefer because he wants to close the sefer. There, again, you've got letters on the side. Therefore, it's as far as to go and say, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that it's not compared to the machloikas before. Not compared to the machloikas before. He has intention, maybe it's much worse. The other possible thing, no, that's not the reason. The reason is completely different. The reason is because it's not considered close of, because the man, that you are only putting together the letters and you're not writing them. Well. The part a bit better than even Sforim. That's why I saw other possible take on like this. That it is better than before, because before, if a person with a sefer, he is doing something which, when the sefer is closed, it is well put together. But in this case, when you go and have a look at two parts of the sefer, two parts of the paper, you put them together, there's nothing which stays. It doesn't stay in this status. Maybe there's more reason to go and say it is mutter here. That's all. I even heard B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv also. Rabbi Yashiv allowed you to go and put together two parts of the paper in order to read the letter. The main mekav is chal kazaf legamri ala mashu b'nei revach. The nika hari the mutter. If you go and leave a revach, a space in between these two, space in between these two half of the letters, then it's already much better. Because what have you done? You were able to read it before, you're able to read it now. It doesn't help. You put one next to each other if it is separate. Mimela, halacha is, there shouldn't be a problem altogether if you go and leave space in between the letter and the parts of the letter. The kamak and poshut, shem nitmotzev tach karuva sefer, but even shem achalokim mukurav zelazer, mutter asoigroi. As this goes to say, the end of Tarach Lachush should be used to say the Togo, Yacholkim Mukurav and Zelazer. He says, we heard that it should be a problem put the sefer together, but if you got a pair of paper and you're worried that if you close the sefer as it is, then maybe the tear is going to get together and maybe you're going to be Oivim Mishom Kriya, you put them together, Kaisav, and they're aware of that. Not true. You're allowed to do that. Why are you allowed to do that? Because when the sefer is closed, then there's no mashmah, there's no understanding from what this paper which is together. The person goes and closes the sefer and he's got inside it a piece of paper which is now one next to each other because he closed the sefer. But the closing from the sefer doesn't help you anything. The it's not oh But the clothes from the Sefer doesn't help you because you can't read the letter now. Bishlam before when you discussed when you got on the side of the Sefer. Now you can read the side of the Sefer. But you're not able to read the side of the Sefer altogether. It is the Sefer on the not the side of the Sefer. The paper which is put together when you close the Sefer, you can't read it even. So there's no problem altogether to do that on the Shabbos because it's not advantageous. The putting together the Sefer, closing the Sefer, and automatically the letters will go one next to each other.